Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the wonderful Wheel of Life and another international transmission of You Can't See Us with Starfire and Charlie.
Yes.
Welcome. Welcome back, everyone. Another edition of You Can't See Us.
Across the universe and around the world.
And far beyond. Into space. It'll live forever.
Stereo hi-fi.
Yeah. But we got hopefully a good show coming up tonight. We've got the new song of the week.
Ah, yes.
Which,
I'm excited about that.
Me too. This is probably one of my favorite song of the weeks so far. We have, Texas singer-songwriter William Clark Green on the show today.
WCG.
He's coming out with a new record.
That's right. Brand new one.
Brand new. And then, we have a little surprise of, a phone call that Janet Jackson makes to one of her friends. We'll talk more about that later. But really, what's been going on with us right now? Let's see. I moved into a new house.
Ah, yeah. How's that going?
It's still a process. I'm still doing it. Setting up the studio. We're going to have two studios in Denton now.
Yes.
The Animal House. And we haven't named this one. The new one we'll have to name it.
As yet unnamed.
Yeah, maybe the listeners can chime in with
a name. Right in, folks, and give us some ideas for some names.
What's that email address that can...
StarfireandCharlie@gmail.com, folks. You can get a hold of us. It's going to be a lot of fun to hear from you.
We know that you want to write, and we know that you are being timid about it, but you shouldn't, you know. You should just come on down and write us an email, and we'll... possibly read it on the air. And also, we actually have a phone number now that you can call us and leave us a message, and we'll play you on the podcast if...
Right, we'll play your message, and we'll respond, and we might possibly call you back and talk to you, so...
Yeah, leave us your number if you want to. But the number is 206-338-3542. To get a hold of us, you can't see us. It's 206-338-3542. So I was sitting on my back porch. I've been sitting on my back porch a lot in my new house, and I've noticed that there's two bluebirds that live there.
Bluebirds?
Yeah, I think they're married.
They could be. You know, some birds mate for life.
Exactly. I named them Derek and Susan. And they met years ago in Atlanta at an Oprah Winfrey book signing.
Derek and Susan did?
Yeah, they did. And basically what happened...
Are they fans of Oprah? Or were they just...
Susan is a huge fan of Oprah.
Okay.
So what happened was Derek was about two people ahead of Susan. I mean, these are bluebirds in line to meet Oprah and get their book signed. When it came time, the line was so long that Susan wasn't going to be able to meet Oprah. They were going to cut it off right after Derek.
And
Derek,
oh, no.
Yeah, and Derek stepped aside and said, hey, you know, you can take my turn. So Susan met Oprah, and from then on, they went out to dinner and had Italian food afterwards because she was so thankful. She bought us dinner. And from then on, basically, she was so excited about...
Italian food? Like pasta?
Pasta, yeah.
Wow.
Birds will eat anything. So they... You know, she was so excited about meeting Oprah that she was feeling a little frisky, and they ended up mating.
With Oprah?
No, with themselves.
Oh.
Or two, with each other. And and it resulted in, what do you call it, a gaggle of kids, or what is it?
A flock?
A flock, yeah, chicks. And they didn't really know each other, but... Through raising these birds, they began a deep love for each other and are with each other to this day. And that was 10 years ago.
Wow, that's an incredible story.
Yeah, I put a bird bath out there for them. They've been playing in it.
Nice. I'm sure they love that.
They do. And I sit there on the porch and call to them. I'm like, and they don't really respond to me. But I attempt it.
Fascinating. I had no idea. Birds were such...
They're avid readers. Actually, Derek
Oprah
told...
Oprah fans.
Yeah, well, they're... yeah. They're,
are they like in the book club?
Yeah, they're in the book club. They just got done reading Cormac McCarthy's The Road. And Derek loved it. But Susan found the cannibalism a little off-putting, I guess.
Really? That was strange to a bird?
Yeah.
I think it's kind of strange myself.
Yeah, it is strange. What's been going on around here?
Oh, man. Not a whole lot at all.
Yeah.
You know, fixing things and recording things and reading things, just doing whatever.
Yeah. So, anything going on in the world right now that we need to speak about?
Fuck the news.
Fuck them shits.
Who needs the news?
Yeah, who needs the news, man? It's not conducive. It just puts me in a bad mood. We're going to get a comedian Casey Graham on the line here.
Yeah, I'm looking forward to that. Always good to hear from Casey. Casey is the general manager at High Tops Bar and Grill.
And a member of the illustrious comedy group in Chicago called The Comedy Accident.
They right. Do,
it's improv comedy and it's wonderful.
They're very good. Very good. You should check it out. It's at the Apollo Theater on Lincoln.
Yeah, Wednesdays.
And it's awesome.
Yeah.
And they serve beer there, so.
They do.
You can get drunk and...
listen to some funny motherfuckers.
Yeah.
So we're going to get Casey Graham on the line, comedian, fellow Globetrotter.
Hi, Pops, it's Casey.
Hey, Casey. You're on You Can't See Us right now.
Oh, my God.
How you doing?
Pretty good, Starfire. How you doing, buddy?
I'm all right, man. I miss you.
I miss you, too.
I hadn't seen you in a long time.
It's been a long time. You can always see me, though, if you just you go on Facebook.
Right, I could see you, but you can't see us.
No.
Starfire, doesn't have a Facebook.
Oh, okay. Well, that's probably a smart move.
Well, it's retro of me.
It is very retro of you. It's very 1990s of you.
Yeah, you know. It's
actually, it's very 2004 of you.
I'm into this whole throwback thing. You should see my cell phone. It's huge.
The bag phone.
Yeah, it's heavy, but, you know, I'm really committed to the whole thing, so.
Yeah.
So what's been going on over there at High Tops? You guys having a busy night or is it slow?
Well, we've got we have open mic stand-up comedy tonight.
Are you serious?
Yeah, I'll tell you what, with open mic, you guys know this, you do music. It gets pretty interesting with open mics.
No shit.
Because you bring in some of the best of the best, but they bring in some of the worst of the worst.
Does Dr. Octagonopus ever get up in open mic?
Nope, he's had it. He's done. He's pissed off, you know. He's got too much going. He's got too much on his plate anyway.
We should get a line out from your open mic night sometime.
Yeah. Yeah, definitely, dude. I mean, it's pretty fucking classy. We had to escort a bigot out last week.
Really?
He did not like homosexuals or African Americans, and he really did not like homosexual African Americans. Actually, I don't think he was telling jokes. I think he was just telling people how I felt. I gave him a six pack and said, "Hey, wait downstairs, and then they all eat and come back up and drink with me." It's not true.
Do you get a discount or something if you wear High Tops into the bar?
Yeah, definitely. You get $6 Jamesons, $4 Bud Light bottles, something like that.
That'll be good.
Nice.
You can get a plate of tenders and fries for $7.50.
Right, and you have a great veggie burger there, too.
Yeah, we did. Got rid of that.
Why?
Because veggie burgers are way too retro.
Oh, okay, yeah.
But I have a veggie sandwich now.
Well, so, Quinn's, last time we were on the podcast, Quinn was there. Quinn moved back to Decatur.
He's back in Decatur. He's a little ma.
And Quinn is, for our allegiance of vast listening audience, Quinn is Casey's little brother, and he's an aspiring...
Younger brother, he's bigger than me.
Well, he's bigger, he's younger brother.
Younger, bigger brother.
Yeah, but he is an aspiring musician, and is he back working at McDonald's or what?
Nope, he gave up the spatula for a banjo.
All right,
he's at RCC, Richland Community College.
Tomorrow starts right here.
Yeah, that's such a lie. That's such a lie. Yeah. Unless you're walking into a time machine or something.
So does he like it though?
You know, no, probably not.
Right.
What?
It's community college.
He's really down and out. It's kind of like, I think he misses Chicago. It's much busier up here. There's a lot more people. There's a lot more things to do.
Yeah. There's a lot more of this.
You can go on a walk in Chicago and feel like you accomplished something. Hey, I went on a walk and I looked in a window. In Decatur, it's like you go on a walk and you didn't do anything.
Right.
Decatur is mediocrity personified.
It is. But God, I love it.
Me too.
I was home. I was home this past weekend.
I know. Did you go to Crackles? No, you didn't, I bet.
Mm-mm.
You son of a bitch.
I got way too drunk to do anything of the sort. I'll tell you what I did do. Monday morning, I was teeing off a Red Tail Run up there in Decatur, Illinois. On the first tee, I was teeing up my ball. And when I bent over to tee it up, I puked on my hand.
Nice.
I got Texas drunk on Sunday night.
Yeah, that's awesome.
I was with Big Logan and Big Mick on the back porch, and we got the neighbors called. This is how bad it got. The neighbors called the next day to tell my buddy's parents that, you know, they're like, "We're really sorry. There was a friend in town. They didn't mean to be loud." He goes, "No, that was the funniest shit I've ever heard in my life." And they're like, "What?" This guy laid in his room. It's right by their back patio for 4 hours. Had to work the next day. Never complained. Just listened to the three of us go at it.
That's hilarious.
Wow. Yeah,
two handles of vodka, Gordon's vodka, and 41 Mick Ultras later, I puked on my hand on the first tee. It was embarrassing.
Well, but that's something to remember.
I mean, you know what I told them? They all started laughing at me. The guys that was playing all that, I said, "Guys, it's not funny. It's a disease." It's not my choice.
That's hilarious.
It's not funny. It's a disease.
It's still funny.
It is. It is. I laughed.
Right.
And then I had a little vodka Gatorade.
Matt Shafter said he drove the cart for you, my brother.
He did on Saturday. It was great.
That's good. Matt, he was just along for the ride, huh?
He was. He was funny. He was wearing all kinds of cool golf garb. And you know Matt, he's just says the funniest shit ever. I can't remember what we said because, you know, once again, it's a disease. I landed in Decatur about noon on Saturday, and I don't remember from 1 p.m. Saturday till 3 p.m. Monday.
So by landed, you mean you drove into Decatur? Because for the listeners, Casey does not fly. Why don't you fly, Casey?
It's lack of control. I like to have total control over any situation. And it didn't help when I started bartending in Chicago. One guy came in the bar. He's a pilot. Came in the bar one day in his underwear at like 11 a.m. on a Saturday.
Nice.
And the other pilot I found passed out by a dumpster in the back about 10 a.m. on a Sunday. I said, "You know what? These are the guys flying. I don't know if I really
want to chance that."
Yeah, but then I started getting depressed and shit, and I was like, you know what, if, you know, you start saying shit like, "If I'm going to die, I'm going to die."
Exactly.
And so now I'm like, who cares? I'd rather not drive 12 hours.
Yeah, you just got to get on that plane, buddy. And when
I'd rather die in 2 hours than drive 12.
Yeah.
Let's put it that way.
That's a good way to look at it.
I mean, that's all we're doing here, guys. We're all dying right now. It's just, you can either die being boring, or you can die in style. I'm trying to die in style.
Yeah, I mean, like a plane crash is a pretty good way to go.
Yeah, especially if you yell some really cool shit out right before you hit. I don't know what I would yell, but, I mean, you put some thought into it. What would you yell right before the plane hit?
I'd be like, "Can I get a Dr. Pepper?"
And you'd yell it, "Can I get a Dr. Pepper?" Boom, dead. What would you say, Starfire? You guys should really serve veggie burgers on these flights. Boom.
Yeah. It'd be something like that.
"I'm not on Facebook." Boom. I don't know what I'd say. It'd be fuck. All right, the three of us are on a Boeing 757. This is what's going on. This is the situation. We're going down, and we know we're hitting in about 5 seconds. You know, so yell out the last thing you're going to say. You'd say, "I'm not on Facebook. Charlie needs a Dr. Pepper." And after you said, "I'm not on Facebook," I'd say, "I have 619 friends." Boom.
No, but Starfire would be like, "I knew I should have snuck weed onto this plane."
Exactly. It'd be a lot cooler if I was high, man. It'd
be a lot cooler if I had one of them cigarettes I got in Chicago.
I'm going to go do a shot.
Yeah, do a Working shot. Do three shots. Do three Sasha Jameson for us two.
You know what they call that? An Irish cowboy. There's a name for everything. Alright,
guys,
I'll talk to you soon. Charlie, call me tomorrow.
I will.
Alright, thanks,
buddy. Alright, later,
brother. Later. Baby, don't you want to go? Thank you.
Ladies and gentlemen, we are going to get a hold of our good friend, William Clark Green. Texas singer-songwriter, William Clark Green. He's got one album under his belt, and it was called Dangerous Man. He's about to come out with another one, but before you hear the next one, whatever it may be called, we'll ask him when we get him on the line. You need to go buy Dangerous Man on iTunes. So it's kind of like buying the first season of Dexter before you see the second one. You know?
Right. Or Weeds.
Or
only those. Those are the only two shows that work with that kind of analogy.
That's probably true. All right. Well, let's get him on the line. He's a good boy, good friend of ours.
What's up?
You're on You Can't See Us right now. How are you?
I'm doing all right. How are you doing, Charlie?
Pretty good. Starfire's here with me.
Yeah, what's up, man?
Hey, Starfire. What are you guys up to?
We're just sitting here thinking about life, thinking about music. And,
well, shouldn't you, Starfire, be focusing on a new record y'all are going to be coming out with soon?
We're not going to turn the tables here. We're going to interview you, asshole.
Nice try, though.
You're about to come out with a new record. What is it called?
It is called Misunderstood.
And your last record was Dangerous...
Called Dangerous Man. Yeah, you crack your jokes.
No, it's not a joke, but what you are to me now is a misunderstood dangerous man.
Misunderstood dangerous man, yeah.
And tell me now, from your point of view, Texas singer-songwriter William Clark Green, what does that mean to you?
Well, the song Misunderstood is about leaving Lubbock, and after I graduated and left Lubbock, that was, at this point in my life, that's what the record installs that to me is the point in my life where we've been touring for now for 2 years, and that one song is just about leaving Lubbock, and that was what I wanted this CD to be after, because that was the biggest deal of my life at the time. For the last 6 years, I've lived in Lubbock, and now I don't. So that's why it's called that, because that is the most important thing that's happened in my life, you know, besides, you know, all the major success we've made, you know, the music business in the last couple of years.
Right. Yeah. So let's examine that a little further. What is Lubbock all about to you?
Lubbock is the reason for everything. Lubbock and the Blue Light. That's where I started playing music in high school, and then when I moved to Lubbock, I got a gig at Recovery Room, which is a hotel bar. I played there for 3 years, and when I turned 21, I started playing at the Blue Light, and that's, you know, it's given me every opportunity in the world. It's been a hell of a place. I mean,
so where are you moving on to now?
I don't really know.
A nomad, huh? A dangerous nomad.
I figured I'd just annoy the hell out of all my friends and stay on couches. Just kind of going wherever the wind blows.
Blind by the seat of your pants.
I'm enjoying the hell out of it.
Yeah,
too.
Man, that sounds like a regular fucking Towns Van Zandt story right there. It's like we're watching Be Here to Love
Me.
I'm not talking about your songwriting or your heroin addiction. I'm talking about just the fact that you're that you're moving around a lot, right?
Well, it's fun, man. I have no ties, man.
It's kind of like back when Charlie ran off with the 38 Special, and I was kind of doing some roadie shit for them, and you know, he was with the Carnival for a while, and you know,
right?
Yeah.
Well, it's cool, man. After I graduated, I really had no reason to be in Lubbock, other than the fact that it was convenient for shows. In the last couple of weeks, I've been there because it has been convenient for shows. And now I can do whatever the fuck I want, which is the coolest part, because if I want to go to Houston for a week, well, I can go to Houston for a week. I don't have school anymore. I don't have a girlfriend. So, I mean, there's really no reason I can't do whatever the fuck I want, which is the coolest part about it, to be honest with you. I mean, I'm completely and utterly free in every aspect of life other than playing shows on weekends, which I love to do anyway. So, I mean, it's pretty much living a fairy tale over here for the time being. I mean, I'm sure in six months I'm going to get sick of not having a place to live, but for the time being...
Right now, you're living the dream, man.
Right. I mean, it's pretty awesome. I mean, let's see how long the couch sleeping...
It can go on forever, you know? What do you think the biggest difference between your last album and this album is? What has changed in your life and your songwriting?
Maturity. By far. I got a co-write on there with this guy who I don't even think is really that good, but, you know, he's kind of lucky to be on my record, but I'm not going to mention any names. But
was it Bruce Springsteen?
No. That, you mean talking about that communist? No, this is if Wade Bowen hears this one, man, I'm gonna have
Wade's a regular listener. Again.
You know, my songs are exactly where I think they need to be. I definitely think there's room for improvement across the board, but you know, I couldn't ask for a better band to play on the record, and I'm completely satisfied with it. I think it's a really different, it's a lot different than my first record. I mean, there's no fiddle or anything like that. It's kind of
so you're a grunge rocker now, huh?
I don't know what it is. I don't really care. I don't know. If people want to say it's Texas country, that's fine. It doesn't bother me. I don't necessarily think it is, but.
Well, then we get into the question of what is Texas country?
And it's just Texas music. And that's what we keep saying. It's just Texas music, just like everything else. And
or if, yeah, we get broad, if we get broad, you know, everything is just music. And there's music that you like, and there's music that
right,
you don't like.
Right, there's good music and bad music. Yeah, and
well, not even necessarily like, that. I don't think that there's such thing as bad music. I think there's just music.
Of course there is.
No, there's music that you...
Now, look here. Music is all opinionated. I'm not
exactly,
say, like,
so
I'm,
there's no bad music. It's only bad music if you think it's bad. It's your opinion.
You dislike music, and when you dislike something, that means it's bad.
Well, it's not a fact that it's bad.
It's opinionated. That's my whole point. I'm trying to make.
That was my whole point. Is that it's all about what you like and what you don't like. You know, other people may think.
Yeah, but
that,
bad is not factual. When something's bad, does not mean it's not mean. It's, when you say this food is bad, that does not mean it's.
Yes, that can be scientifically proven. Will.
Kiss my ass.
Hey, so for the listeners, where can people get a hold of you? You know, where can they find your music? Where can they find your shows and everything?
WilliamClarkGreen.com is our new thing we have.
WilliamClarkGreen.com.
Yeah, and then MySpace, Twitter, Facebook. You can just Google William Clark Green. Everything kind of just pops up. So
good job.
Because
how'd you do that? Did you have to call Google or something, or what happened?
No, it just happened. I guess. I have no idea how it happened. Only thing that didn't pop up is our website, which is weird, but everything else does.
It'll pop up eventually.
Well, it's kind of like the checker,
is your website relatively new?
Yeah, it is.
See, with Google, it's kind of more like an adolescent child. You know, it's gonna pop up eventually.
Well, here's the thing on that.
But not while you're young.
Okay, I own WilliamClarkGreen.com, right? But I don't have a website, so.
What about Texas
was,
singer-songwriter WilliamClarkGreen.com? Does anyone
know
that?
Y'all can buy it. I might want to buy it from you later on with my wife. But
all right. It's going to cost you, though.
Yeah, I know. But if you buy it, you know.
I already have it.
Do you really?
Yeah,
go to Texas singer-songwriter WilliamClarkGreen.com right now.
Yeah, it's got a big picture of me with a middle finger saying, fuck you, Will.
That would be hilarious. I think that would be totally worth your time if you did that.
So that was Will, Texas singer-songwriter William Clark Green.
Good boy.
He is a good boy, and you know, go out and get his record when it comes out. I'm not sure when it drops, but when it does inevitably drop,
it's gonna be hot
because everything falls, and you know, gravity will eventually make that record drop. And pick it up, call your radio stations for whatever little single that he decides to put out. And
oh yeah,
I'm on there. I got a track that we wrote together, and I'm doing some harmonies on some of it.
Oh, I think it sounds awesome.
Okay, good.
Yeah.
We've heard this record, the mixes, and it sounds really good.
It's far out of sight.
So let's get to the Janet thing. Explain this thing to him, Starfire.
Okay, so we have this phone line. You can reach us at 206-338-3542, and you can leave us a message. and we'll call you back, you know, or we'll at least reply to your message on the podcast or something. So,
and we may even call him too, but if you leave your number, we won't put that in the podcast, so don't worry about that.
Right, everything's confidential. So I was researching, I was trying to find out how we could get a phone number to do this, and found Joe Rogan actually has his phone number. I guess he accidentally tweeted his phone number, like a public tweet instead of a private message or something, and so people were calling his phone, and he was going to leave it on, and then Dane Cook told him to get this other phone number thing. And so I started looking it up, and it's really cool. It's called Say Now, and all of these people are using it. And it's really a good way to keep in touch with folks that give a shit about what you're doing. So in the process of looking that up, I found this incredible phone call with Janet Jackson.
So here now on You Can't See Us is Janet Jackson calling back one of her fanatics.
Right, Sean from New York.
Yeah.
Hello?
Hi, I totally forgot your name and I feel so badly for doing so, but you left me a message saying that you've been listening to my music since you were 15.
Wait, who is this?
It's me.
Not who I think it is.
Who do you think it is?
I hope this is not no, this is Jen.
Sean.
Yes.
Hi.
Oh my God. Oh, my God! You... Is this actually you?
Of course it is.
Oh, my God! Hey, Janet! Oh, my God!
I don't believe it.
Sweet,
how are you?
Janet, I'm fine. I can't believe you're calling me right now. Oh, my God, I'm about to cry. Janet, I can't believe... Janet, I just have so much... Oh, my God. This is... Oh, Jesus. Oh, my God, Janet. I don't even know what to say. I had so many... All these years, I've been thinking about the right questions and the right things to say to you. Now that I'm on the phone with you...
You can't think of them.
I can't even... Oh, my God. How's Jermaine?
He's doing really well, thank you. He's at work now. He's at the office.
Janet, I don't even know. Oh, my God. Janet, I just can't believe you actually called me just now. I'm just listening to Discipline writing just a few minutes ago when I walked in the door on her headphones.
You were?
Huh?
You were just listening to Discipline?
Yes, I was just trying to do the dance routines to Feedback on the Bus, and people are looking at me like I'm stupid. But it,
no.
That's Janet. Yeah. You actually called me on the phone.
How's Jermaine?
Is that real? Oh my God.
Is this real?
Yes, I did. And I just wanted to say thank you, and thank you for calling me, and thank you for being so supportive for so long.
Janet, I am your number one fan forever and a day, no matter what happened, no matter what you've been through, I am there. I'm always supporting you, and I just love you so much. Oh, I just love you so much from the first time, What Have You Done For Me? Well, even before that, but when What Have You Done For Me Lately dropped when I was in the 7th, 8th grade, I tore down all my posters of everybody, Sheila E. Apollonia, off my wall. And it's been Janet Jackson ever since. I've been having posters of you since Control that I still have till today. And I'm 36 years old, Janet.
You are?
Yes, Janet. I've been, Control came out, 86? I was, 15, maybe? And I bought my very first poster of, and like I said, my family could tell you, I tore down everybody I had on my wall, Prince, Apollonia, Sheila E., the Jets, whoever I had on my wall, and everything in my room became Janet Jackson, and I still have those posters and clippings from the Write On magazines, from the Hairstyle magazines. Today, I still have all those pictures, and I'm never getting rid of it. I don't believe it.
That's very sweet of you. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Janet, for calling me. Yeah. Oh, my God. She's very nice about it,
though. Well, it was very nice talking to you, Sean. I'm going to go, okay?
Thank you, Janet. I appreciate it.
All right. I'll talk to you later.
Bye, baby. Bye.
Bye.
Yes. Oh, man.
I can't believe you tore down Prince, man.
Well, and Sheila E.
Apollonia?
Yeah. Oh, man. That I listen to, that's probably the eighth time I've heard that. I love it.
So if you're not that we have any fans that are that, you know.
Right, but if you are our number one fan forever and a day, no matter what happens, no matter what we've been through, then give us a call.
And we'll call you back.
Yeah, you know, I mean, it's fun. That, you know, Janet Jackson really handled that really well, I think.
Yeah, I think she's probably used to it. Janet's been around, man. When I was 17, I did what people told me. I did what my father said and let my mother mold me. But that was a long ago. All right, so my ex-roommate now, because I moved out and he's moving away, and but the other day we were moving out of the house and he said, you got to come hear this song. And I was like, oh, great. I got to come listen to this song. And it ended up being one of the coolest things I've ever heard in my entire life. And then I showed it to Starfire.
And I was thinking the same thing. I was like, great, I got to listen to this song.
Yeah, exactly. But it's CeeLo Green, and the song is called Fuck You.
Right. You may know CeeLo from Gnarls Barkley.
Yeah.
With Danger Mouse, and let's see, he was in Goody Mob way back when, so he's been around. He's a phenomenal singer, for sure.
Yeah, so here now is CeeLo Green with the song of the week, Fuck You. See you driving around town with the girl I love and I like, and fuck you. Ooh, ooh. I guess the change in my pocket wasn't enough. I'm like, fuck you, and I fuck her too. Said if I was richer, I'd still be with her. Now ain't that some shit? And although that's pain in my chest, I still wish you the best with the fuck you. Don't mean I can't get you there. I guess he's an Xbox and I'm more an Atari. But the way you play your game ain't fair. I picture the fool that falls in love with you. Oh, she's a golden. Well, just spoke to Chanel. Ooh, I've got some news for you. Yeah, go on and tell your little boy free. See you driving around town with the girl I love and I'm like. I guess the change in my pocket wasn't enough. I'm like, fuck you, and I fuck her too. Said if I was richer, I'd still be with ya. Now ain't that some shit? And although that's pain in my chest, I still wish you the best with the fuck you. Now I know that I had to borrow, beg and steal and lie. Trying to keep ya, trying to please ya. Just being in love with your ass ain't cheap. Nah, I picture the fool that falls in love with you. Oops, she's a golden. Well, just spoke to Chanel. Ooh, I've got some news for you. Ooh, I really hate your ass right now. See you driving round town with the girl I love. I guess the change in my pocket wasn't enough. I'm like, fuck you, and I fuck her too. Said if I was richer, I'd still be with ya. Now ain't that some shit? And although that's pain in my chest, I still wish you the best. But fuck you. Now baby, Ladies and gentlemen, well, that is the podcast for the day.
Yes.
For the week.
For the week, that's it.
That could have been the podcast for the century.
It could have been. That CeeLo song is going to be the song of the year, no doubt.
Yep, definitely.
It's huge.
It's definitely going to gain him some monies.
Oh, yeah. He's a talented artist, and that's going to be the way.
Yep, it will be. And next week, we'll have all sorts of things planned for you. Not sure what they are yet, but
it's gonna be awesome.
Yep, inevitably.
Yeah. Thanks for tuning in, folks. We'll see you next time.
Right. If you get work, fight inflation, not farmers, and be good to yourself and other people. And also, don't forget to call us and write in. You can call us at the number there. What's the number, Starfire?
206-338-3542 for the You Can't See Us hotline, voicemail hotline.
And it's open 24 hours a day. You probably won't talk to us, but you leave us a message and we'll probably put it on the podcast. And also, leave your name and where you're from, what city you're from. And also, we have a email address.
StarfireandCharlie@gmail.com.
Send us your emails with questions. We'll read them on air. All right, guys. You guys be good. Thank you.